The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Hello. This morning, I want to appreciate the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Almighty Father, who has made it possible for me and you to be here this morning. Can we jam our hands together as we worship the Lord? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And I also want to appreciate our Father in the Lord, the senior pastor of this great commission, for this great privilege and opportunity that he has given to me. I'm not taking it for granted. Sir, I pray that the Lord will bless you and increase you more and more in the name of Jesus. Let's celebrate this great servant of the Lord by jamming our hands together to appreciate God in his life. The God in his life. We thank you, sir, for always being there for us. And I pray that the anointing of God upon your life will never run dry in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I want to specially appreciate Mama this morning. And I will tell you why I'm appreciating her specially much more later. Hallelujah. So you know. Okay. Mama, we love you. Say we love you, Mama. The Lord will bless you, Ma, and increase you more and more in the name of Jesus. I will not let the cat out of the bag yet. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It's a good thing to have a mother that loves the children, that cares so much, always willing to assist, to support, and to help. I pray that the Lord will bless you, man, in the name of Jesus. I appreciate every pastor and servants of God in the house. The Lord bless you all in Jesus' name. Today is an anointing service. Also, it's the concluding day of our 12 days fast. And we have been running a series this month on the series of supernatural restoration. This morning we'll be looking at gateways to supernatural restoration. Turn your Bible with me to the book of Isaiah chapter 40 verse 31. The Bible says, "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as what? As eagles. They shall run and they shall not be weary. They shall walk and they will not faint. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and they will not faint." You will not faint in the name of Jesus. In the walk of life, you will not faint in the name of Jesus. We've been waiting on the Lord for the past 12 days. And by the special grace of God, the Lord is going to do something powerfully this morning in the name of Jesus. It's not by chance that this year, 12 days of empowerment, is ending on an anointing service Sunday. It's not by chance. It has been orchestrated by God from the beginning. You know, Minister Samson said something. He said, the 5 loaves and 2 fishes signify 7. And we're in the month of July, which is the 7th month. And I want you to know, the Lord will multiply, just as he multiplied that little to become so much, and there was abundance, he will multiply his grace for restoration, reclaiming, repossessing unto everyone this morning in the name of Jesus. If you are watching us online, I want you to be active, because the Lord is going to reach you wherever you are watching us from in the name of Jesus. I want you to know that you have been designed for the best of life. You have not been designed for the low life. You have not been designed for the low life. Don't let the enemy deceive you and say that if you want to make heaven, you have to be poor. Or if you want to make heaven, you have to live a wretched life. No. Abraham, Father Abraham was very rich. He lived a good life. And yet he made heaven. How did I know? That man, that rich man that died, saw him and testified to it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And I've also read from the word of God, and I believe the word of God. Hallelujah. So he had everything. He had servants, over 300 of them. He had plenty of people. He was rich in camel, in gold, in sheep, in oxen. Yet he was a man that served God. God wants you to know that you are to live a good life. And whatsoever the enemy has stolen from you, God wants to restore to you. All that you have lost, all your lost years, and all your lost blessings, God wants to restore to you. And he's doing that this morning in the name of Jesus. I want our amen to be alive. Hallelujah. Say, my amen shall be alive. My hallelujah shall be alive. You know, that's a song that choir used to sing that I love. Hallelujah, no go finish from my mouth. How many of us know that song? Hallelujah will not finish from your mouth in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The enemy is a thief. Bible said in the book of John 10:10 that the enemy has come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. That is his work. But God has come to restore. Jesus has come to restore everything and to restore it abundantly. God wants to restore to you all that has been stolen from you. God wants to restore to us all that has been stolen from us. And one major way, gateway, to access this restoration is divine direction. Say divine direction. Say divine direction. Until a person has access to divine direction, there is limit to the exploit that person can perform in life and in destiny. Praise the Lord. I repeat again. Until a man receives divine direction, there's little that he amount to. In Genesis chapter 12, verse 1, the Bible said, "And the Lord has said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy country, from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee." Abraham was Abraham. He had nothing to his name. He was still living in his father's house. I don't know how many years, 70, 60. He was still there. There was no direction until God called him and God gave him direction and his life received light. Hallelujah. There is no sheep that can outgrow the leading of a shepherd. There's no sheep. Except the sheep does not want to grow. It is only the sheep that does not want to grow that will not follow the guidance and the leading of the shepherd. When the shepherd is leading, when the shepherd says, I don't know if you have seen those shepherd, good S-men, not the bad one. I don't know if you have seen them. They speak to the animals and the animal responds. They make them to stop and they stop. The one that failed to stop is tending towards destruction. Praise the Lord. The guided sheep is the good sheep. The guided sheep is the fruitful sheep. The guided sheep is the sheep that prospered. Praise the Lord. So God wants to guide you. God wants to lead you. God wants you to prosper. So his eyes wants to guide you. He wants to direct your path. What is divine direction? What is divine direction? Divine direction simply means securing God's leading in every affairs of life. Securing God's leading in the affairs, in every total affairs of your life. Securing God's leading. Securing God's leading. You know, a lot of time, many of us take decisions without consulting with God, without seeking for the guidance of God. The great servant of God, great apostle of faith, Kenneth Hagin, said something. He said, one of the things that distinguish you as a minister that makes you successful is not how much anointing you carry, but how much guided you are. How much guided? Who is guiding you? How much the Holy Spirit is leading you? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I've shared with us before the story of a time that I was offered a very good opportunity to invest in a particular business. Good opportunity, free of charge. I will get a lot of things free. Almost all the fixed capital that I needed for that business will be given free. In fact, I will even have free employee, an employee that I will not be paying for that will still be tending to my business. It was that juicy, it was that nice. But I paused. I said, the person that gave me, I said, let me, I'll get back to you. Then I went to God in prayer. Father, should I do this? Should I not? Should I invest? Should I not? And I had a restraint in my spirit. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. I think I told my wife, don't do it. Then I stopped. The man kept asking me. After a while, he stopped asking me. He went ahead and did his investment and everything. Few months or few weeks to harvesting. Natural disaster happened. Investment of over 2 million naira was wiped away. If I had invested in that business, I would have incurred a huge loss. It would have been a dangerous loss. But because I was guided, God prevented that loss. I pray for somebody this morning. What you will get into that will cause you to lose so much, the Lord will guide you. You will not fall into it in the name of Jesus. I said you will not fall into it in the name of Jesus. You will be divinely guided in the name of Jesus. Important facts about the divine direction. Number one. Important facts about divine direction. Number one is, divine direction is the gateway to restoration of all lost blessings. Divine direction is the gateway to restoration of all lost blessings. In the book of 1 Samuel chapter 30, from verse 1 downward, something happened there. David's camp was attacked, and everything that David had was taken away. Not only David's own, all that his men had also were taken away. And it came to pass, when David and his men were come to Ziklag on the third day, that the Amalekites had invaded the south and Ziklag, and smitten Ziklag and burned it with fire, and had taken the women captive that were therein. They slew not any, either great or small, but carried them away and went on their way. They took everything. So David and his men came to the city, and behold, it was burned with fire, and their wives and their son and their daughters were taken captive. There is nothing that can depress a man as much as this. A man can lose investment and still get back, but losing entire family, mother, wife, children, everything taken away. Not only that, all their possessions taken away. Verse 4. The men were so depressed that they, when you see a grown-up man, soldiers, these are not ordinary men, these are warriors. The Bible said they lifted up their voices and they wept. And they became depressed to the point that they thought of stoning David. Let's go to verse 6 because of our time. Verse 6. And David himself was greatly distressed. Can you see that? For the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of the people were grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. But what? But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. He encouraged himself. And he said to Abiathar the priest, Abimelech's son, I pray thee, bring me hither the ephod. And Abiathar brought hither the ephod to David. And David inquired at the Lord, saying, shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? And he answered him, the Lord will answer you this morning. I said, the Lord will answer you this morning. Pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake. He will surely overtake in the name of Jesus. And without fail, you will recover all in the name of Jesus. So David pursued. He inquired of the Lord, and the Lord guided him. All lost blessings were restored. Brethren, don't ever do anything without the guidance of the Lord. Don't do it. Always ask God, God, what is your plan concerning this? What is your wish? What do you want me to do? Guide me. Lead me. You know, sometimes when traveling, I always pray, Father, guide me on this journey. There was a particular day, I was coming from Lagos with, I think, one or two of my colleagues. There's a particular route I don't like following because it's longer and there are plenty, I don't want to mention their name, people that used to collect some little change on the way. Plenty of them on that route, so I don't like going through that route. But as we got to Ibadan, the Holy Spirit minister told me, don't follow this route, follow this other route. And you know, inside me, I don't like that route. As we turned to follow that route, these people I'm talking about, they stopped me. I said, you see, I was telling them, I said, you see, this is the reason why I don't like following this route. These people are too plenty. And they said, come down. And they started all sorts of things. We'll take you to Yagonku, we'll take you to this and all that. And after much pleading, one of them came and said, which road are you following? I said, I'm following. He said, okay, this my boy will join you. I mean, this my Oga is going towards this direction. So give him a lift. Because of that, they released us and they allowed us to go. And we left. And when I got to Ilorin, there's another vehicle of a bus that was coming. And he followed the normal route. He didn't arrive in Ilorin until 1 a.m. 1 a.m. After me, I've arrived and settled. 1 a.m. Some people slept on the road. Some people were asking me, how did you come that you didn't meet this terrible hold up on this road? I said, oh, I followed this other road. How did you know? I don't know. The Holy Spirit. Guidance. So I saved time. I saved stress. I saved money. Praise the Lord. And a lot of people were robbed on that road that day, that night. A lot. So you see, you need the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Without His guidance, blessings cannot be restored. I pray for somebody this morning, every lost blessing shall be restored in the name of Jesus. Important fact about divine direction number two. Divine direction is the gate to lost glory. Is the gate to lost glory. Every of your lost glory, I decree this morning, shall be restored in the name of Jesus. When you are divinely guided, whatsoever glory that has been lost, that will be restored in the name of Jesus. Number three, divine direction is the gateway to lasting breakthrough. Divine direction is what? Gateway to what? Lasting breakthrough. How many of us want lasting breakthrough? How many of us want lasting breakthrough? Receive it in the name of Jesus. I say receive lasting breakthrough in the name of Jesus. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Jacob was working for Laban, his father-in-law. And the father-in-law is a very trickish and cunning man. He has been robbing and changing the wages of Jacob severally. And at a particular time, Jacob said, when will I prepare for my own house? And he went to meet the father-in-law in Genesis chapter 30. And he told him, please, let's strike a deal. Let's do this. Every speckle, every goat or sheep that is speckled and spotted among the goats and brown among the sheep, they shall be counted stolen with him. That is, they will not be his, they will be for Laban. And Laban answered in verse 35 and said, behold, let it be according to your word. And you know what he did? He removed all the rings staked and spotted, and all the speckles and spotted goats, and all the brown ones. He removed them and made his children to take them 3 days' journey. How many days' journey? 3 days' journey away from Jacob. There is no way under heaven and on earth that it will be possible for Jacob, for the remaining goats, to give birth to that particular type, because the gene pool has been taken away. But you know, this God that we serve is a mighty God. God ministered to Jacob and told him what to do. And he performed the first genetic modification without going to any university, because he was guided. He didn't study genetic engineering or biotechnology or animal production. He was just a young Hebrew man, and God answered it. Now, let's read it. And Jacob took him rods of green polar and of hazel, verse 37, and chestnut tree, and pure white streaks in them, and made the white streak appear, white appear which was in the rod, and set the rods which he has peeled before the flocks in the gutters, in the watering trough, when the flock came to drink, that they should conceive when they came to drink. And the flock conceived before the rods, and brought forth cattle, ring streak, speckled and spotted. Oh, you see that? And Jacob did separate the lambs and set the same thing. He did the same thing. Hallelujah. And it came to pass that when the stronger cattle did conceive, Jacob too was smart by divine guidance. When the strong big one, the good gene, he will put that thing before. So when they conceive, they will become his own. And he saw in verse 43, the Bible says, and the man increased exceedingly and had much cattle and made servants and men servants and camel and horses. The Bible did not mention that Laban gave him camel and horses, or mention that Laban gave him male servant and maid servant. But the Lord increased him. Why? Because he followed direction of God. You will be greatly increased in the name of Jesus. I said you will be greatly increased in the name of Jesus. He became so mighty that Laban's son told their father that, look, this guy is going to be too big for us to handle. Praise the Lord. You will be too big for your enemies to handle in the name of Jesus. Number four, divine direction. Facts about divine direction. Divine direction is the gateway to a struggle-free life. It's the gateway to a struggle-free life. You want to live a life that is free of struggling? Be guided. Be guided. Sometimes God uses his servants to guide us. I'm telling you, God uses his servants to guide us. I am a product of guidance. And a lot of time, instruction comes from the servant of God. Do this, then you do it. And you get the results, because you'll be guided. In the course of this fast, our father in the Lord, the senior pastor of this commission, spoke to the leaders. And he said, create time to pray at least 1 hour at night, speaking in tongues. And I told myself, I'm going to do it. And I started. And there was a particular issue that I've been battling with, trying, don't know how to solve it, because it was a complex issue. And on the third night, while praying, the Holy Spirit spoke to me. He said, do this, do this, do this. And when I woke up in the morning, I told my wife, I said, this is what I'm going to do. And as I said that, and I got preparing to move out of the house, he spoke again. He said, add this to it. Take this step. Take this step. Do this. Without it, you won't get what you wanted. And I did it. Brethren, it worked the way knife will go through butter. The thing was so easy. Something that has been so difficult for almost 3 weeks, 4 weeks to get, it became so easy. It was like knife slicing through butter. It was so easy. It was so easy. It was almost as easy as it was so easy that I started thinking that, why has there been difficulties before? It was so easy. Divine guidance. The servant of the Lord said, do this, do it. Hallelujah. Divine guidance comes from the word of God. Many times, many of us don't study it. When you pick the Bible, let it speak to you. When you listen to messages like this, let God speak to you. Hallelujah. The Lord is speaking to somebody this morning in the name of Jesus. examples of supernatural restoration via divine guidance. Number one is Abraham. In the book of Genesis chapter 12 that we read, I mentioned earlier, verse 1 to 4. Abraham was divinely guided and he became a great man. God told him, get. He said, and I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thee thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. Not only will I bless you, you yourself will become a blessing. May you become a blessing in the name of Jesus. Many of us don't know it. We don't know the meaning of that prayer. When you become a blessing, your life itself, you yourself, you are a blessing to others. You have been so much blessed that you are now a blessing to others. Verse 3, please. Hallelujah. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee. And in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Can you see that? So Abraham did what? Departed. As the Lord has spoken unto him. He departed. As the Lord has spoken unto him. And he was a great man. Hallelujah. Number two is a man called Apostle Peter. Apostle Peter. In the book of Luke, chapter 5. Book of Luke, chapter 5, from verse 1. And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two ships standing by the lake. But the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now, when he had left speaking, that is when he has finished teaching the people, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your net for a what? For a draught. That was a guidance. It was an instruction. And Simon answered, just like many of us we do, and said unto him, Master, we have toiled all night. I'm a professional fisherman. In fact, I have PhD in fishology. In fishery, I have masters. In fish production, I have PhD. In fact, in navigation on the sea, I'm a professional. Can we go back to that scripture? And we have toiled all night and taken nothing. They took nothing because they were already washing their net. He said, but nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And he did let down the net. And let's see what happened. And when they had done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net break. This morning, God is releasing to someone net breaking blessings in the name of Jesus. It will be so much that you will call people to come and enjoy with you, to celebrate with you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. What are the pathway to divine direction? Number one pathway to divine direction is seek God for direction in prayers. Seek the face of God for direction in the place of prayer. And that's what we've been doing for the past 12 days. Jeremiah chapter 33 verse 3. Say, call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty thing which thou knowest not. Call unto him. He will show you deep things. Deep things. As a student, you want to write an exam. After studying, not that you don't study and you are praying. After studying, adequate study, you go to God in prayer. Laka sotoli araba. Father, show me. Show me what is going to come out in this exam. Show me, Lord. Show me. Show me. And it will show you. I've experienced that several times. I've experienced it several times. Several times. As a student, I experienced it several times. Several, not once, not twice. that God will reveal what will come out. Just go and study this place, study this place, study this place. And when you finish studying, you come out and you see the question. Direct life and direct divine guidance. Say, I will show you great and mighty things which thou knowest not. If God reveal to you great and mighty things, will you remain little? You will become great and mighty also. May God show unto you great and mighty things in the name of Jesus. Number two is walk in obedience. Walk in obedience to instruction. That was what made Peter to have the net breaking blessing. He obeyed. He could as well have guilt and prove all the theories. Prove all the theories. I said by the law of Simon Peter, the fisherman, it is almost impossible and not directly proportional, because it is daytime, you can't catch fish. Fishes come up at night. So, sir, there won't be anything. I don't want to waste my time. Sometimes when we are instructed, many of us see it as a waste of time, waste of energy. It doesn't make sense for somebody to come to you, your last food. As in, no, let's leave food. Let's talk about money. Money, people are more serious with money than food. Your last card. Somebody come to you and said, give me. And after you give me, you'll be blessed. And there is recession. Like the widow woman did in a time of famine. The servant of the Lord came to her and said, woman, what do you have there? What are you preparing? The woman said, just this little for me and my son to eat and say, bye-bye. And the servant of the Lord said, okay, go and prepare it for me first. It sounds foolish. In fact, the next thing, we'll put it on Instagram. One fake pastor just came and said, I should come and give him my money, or I should prepare the last food. Egg by meal. And there are what? People will start commenting, foolish, stupid, and all that. The woman did not do that. She obeyed. And the bowl of flour never ceased till the end of the famine. She and her son, and I believe they will be selling. They will be selling. There is no woman that won't sell. You will be selling. I'll be making money. When others are crying, you will be enjoying. Divine guidance. Obedience. For Isaiah chapter 1 verse 19 says, if thou be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the what? The good of the land. Therefore, that means that there is good in every land. There is good in every land. So if you are willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. Number three, honor God always. Honor God always. Honor God always. 1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 30 said, but now the Lord saith, be it far from me. Be it far from me. For them that honor me will I honor. Them that honor me will I honor. And they that did what? That despise me, I shall lightly esteem. Honor God. Honor God. And this is how to honor God. When you honor people. That's the truth. When you honor people, you honor God. When you honor servants of God, you honor God. Praise the Lord. Honor God. When you honor Him in everything, when giving your resources is not difficult for to go. Giving your resources to God is not difficult. Giving your talent, giving your gift, giving your time is not difficult. You honor Him in every area, in every part of your life. You are honoring Him. He will guide you. Say, I will be guided as I honor God. Number four, remain humble. Remain humble. Psalm 25 verse 9. Say, the meek will he guide in judgment. The meek will he guide in judgment. And the meek will he teach his ways. To be candid with you, you cannot be guided if you are not humble. A proud person cannot be guided. That's the truth. A proud person cannot be guided. That's the truth. And the Bible says, pride goeth before what? Destruction. pride goeth what? Before destruction. That is, as pride is going, destruction is following. As pride is going, destruction is following. And destruction will definitely catch up. If you are proud, you can't be guided. That's the truth. And you know, the amazing thing is that all of us, in fact, many of us, if not all of us, actually exhibit pride in one time or the other in our life. And at the same time, we've actually exhibited humility. But the point is, the side you are leaning towards, is it the humility, the meek side, or the pride side? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Be humble. Say, I will 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 remain humble for God to guide me. I will not know more than God. I will definitely be guided by God in the name of Jesus. I want you to know that in this special anointing service, God will lead you into your supernatural restoration in the name of Jesus. Isaiah chapter 10, verse 27. And it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder, and his yoke from off thy neck. And his yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed. Because of what? Because of the anointing. Because of the anointing. Because of the anointing. This morning, as you are anointed, every yoke will be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Every limitation is removed in the name of Jesus. Any power holding down your testimony, that power is put to shame totally in the name of Jesus.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.